Welcome to Mastermind with Maggie. Maggie Chula is a psychic channel for the Akashic Master Teachers. Together, they are experts on spiritual healing and helping you connect to your source of light, your soul. Join in a mastermind. Resolve your problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps that empower you to create your life in partnership with your soul wisdom. Problems can be on any subject: health and well-being, relationships, spiritual, emotional, or your connection to your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy. Join in the discussion. Mastermind solutions to problems. Create goals and action steps. Then move forward to a life full of possibilities. We invite you to come with your problems and leave with a plan.
Well, greetings. Greetings to everyone who's here listening to this podcast. Welcome. My name is Maggie Chula, and I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me today. I love sharing empowering ways you can master your mind and take control of your life. And this week I wanted to talk about, what do I have to be thankful for? And not just me, but what do you have to be thankful for? Because this week we celebrate Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving, I think, is an important holiday in the United States. History is shared with us. It was created by the Pilgrims after they survived their first winter and before they endured another one. And I was taught the Pilgrims sat down to eat their bountiful meal after the fall harvest with Indians who were native to the land, and that they also brought food to share with their brothers, the Pilgrims. And so when I was younger, I envisioned this beautiful meal, all these people coming together, working to help create a livable land, working to help each other move forward and be able to create something, to create a life that was free from tyranny, that was free from oppression. Everyone working together. I really thought that was it. That was the most important day of the year to me. The day to be thankful for all our blessings, for all my blessings, and everything that's been shared with me. So that's how I viewed Thanksgiving, and that's how I went into my life every year. And now I'm really into the ritual of baking the turkey and bringing my family together. And if you're like me, your children now have homes of their own. Whether they have loved ones that they live with or they're living on their own, your children have moved out. And so we're thankful when they come back to share Thanksgiving with us. And I've noticed the past few years that sometimes my husband and I would choose to go out rather than make this big meal when our kids weren't around and it was just going to be the two of us. And last year I had it. I decided I'm not going to do that anymore, because one of the things I am thankful for is I'm a good cook. I mean, it doesn't take much to take a turkey, you put it in an oven, and you let it roast. And it's just this beautiful thing. But it's more than that to me. It's the tradition of it all. And it's the smell. Let's not forget the beautiful, incredible smell of a turkey roasting in the oven. So I wanted to think about that today on this show and to start to bring my process of thanking and being grateful into this entire week. Because the thing that happens is Thanksgiving seems to be now a starting point for the shopping seasons of the holidays. It's like, okay, look at that. They've got Christmas decorations up. Why can't they wait till Thanksgiving? Well, for whatever reason, people aren't waiting. But more and more around where I live, the stores are shutting down and saying, you know what? There's enough days for shopping. So I live near the Mall of America, which if you haven't come here, you really should. It's an amazing place to go to. What a retail center. But they have chosen, the mall executives chose, and they told us a month ago, the mall is officially closed the day of Thanksgiving. Now, I know some of you are going to be saying, but there are plenty of people who still work on this day, and I understand that. But I thought that was an amazing step to take for a retail environment. An amazing step, because Thanksgiving, this is for the United States. This is our holiday. This is our day to be thankful. Number one, we survived a year. Wherever you were, whatever you did, take a look at the last 12 months. You survived, okay? If you're listening to me, unless you're one of my pure spirit buddies, and there are many of them, but if you're in a body and you survived, be thankful. Whatever else happened to you, you're here today, you can wake up today, be thankful. Let's do that. Let's just take that moment. Be grateful that we have this day and that we live in a land that is still free, that we're able to communicate and to share with others. We don't agree with them, but we can expect to be able to do that and not be jailed and not be shot and not be so full of fear that we can't accept that other people think differently than us. No, this was the land of the free and the home of the brave, and I'm thankful. I'm extremely thankful for that. So that's what I want to talk about during this podcast. I want to talk about, let's be thankful. Let's be grateful. I love the holidays. Just as much as, maybe more, maybe because like my house will be decorated and I live with Santa Claus. My husband truly loves children, loves to give out gifts, gets just bubbly and happy around the holidays. And so I'm thankful for that too. And gratitude, another thing about this though is gratitude has been shown to be an important aspect for healing of all kinds. I happen to know that's true based on my own life experiences, because I've lived through some things. I don't think anyone can get to the sixth decade without living through some stuff. But I'm thankful, I'm grateful, and I'm happy. And I want to help you find and feel this too. So I know that through some of the life experiences I've had, some of the illnesses, when I could find that happy space inside me, where I could be thankful, it really helped to shift my energy, to shift my thoughts, and gave me a way to breathe and feel calm. But this show is never just about me. It's also about you. And so we're going to open up the phone lines. And if you call in, I'm going to have somebody tell me that there's a call on the line. And I want to take your call. But what we're doing today is I want you to share things that you're thankful for. Because you know what? It just starts that ball rolling. If you know, which I do, that we are all connected through that great white spirit or God or the universal source energy, then me being grateful for today will help you be grateful. And your being grateful will help others, including me. So that's what I want to do. I want to be thankful. I want to be grateful. And I want to be gracious. And I'm hoping that we can help you find that within yourself so you can too. So if you have something that you want to share, the number is 202-570-7057. Now, someone had asked me if that's also, can I use that number to call in and to listen to the show? And the answer is no. This isn't a blog talk. This is an internet radio show. And I'm looking right now. I wrote down some information on what you could do for that. And I'll give it to you in a minute, just as soon as I can see that. But I did want to let you know. So don't call in just to listen to the show. I want you to call in when you have something you want to share. Because let's remember, this show is for you. The show is for all of us. It really helps me every week to have this day, this hour, to know that I'm going to share something inspirational. I want to be motivating to inspire people to get out and to make a difference in the world for yourself and for others. So it's a marker for me to help me, and it helps me go through my week to know that I have this. So let me just say that in order for you to listen to this and to be able to, you know, maybe not be tied to your computer, you can listen on your mobile devices, and it's omtimes.com/mobile. So it's omtimes.com, omtimes.com, which is where you find the show, /mobile. And if you do that, you can be on your phone, you can be wherever you are, and listening to the show. But if you have something you want to share, I would like you to call in, and that number is 202-570-7057. So I'm really excited because I woke up this morning with Archangel Gabriel in my head, and he shared with me some things he would like to share with you about gratitude and being grateful. And so I'm going to do that when we come back from our first commercial. But I want to say, remember, let's not skip ahead. Let's not skip ahead to the meal and all these other things. Let's set this up for the next several days. Let's set up this feeling of grateful, feeling of abundance, knowing you get to see your family and you get to have some fun. Take a day off of work. And I hope that you can do that. Have some fun and enjoy the day. And even if you are alone, know I'll be with you in spirit. So come on back after this break, and we're going to talk about being thankful. What do you have to be grateful for, thankful for? So come on back. We'll talk about it soon.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you stuck? Have you tried over and over to stop an addiction, let go of self-sabotage? Do you have anxiety attacks or anger issues? Do you want to stop, let go, breathe? I can help. I have a 9-step spiritual healing path program that will lead you towards attaining balance and well-being in your life, body, and mind. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. I'm here when you are ready.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And today, our topic is What do I have to be thankful for? And let me just share a story with you. So I do talk to beings of light all the time. And I know that that is my soul brilliance. I can actually not just talk to these beings, but they've always talked back. I mean, seriously, they talk back. I talk back to them. I know that it's not me. Okay. When I was little, I didn't. And actually, neither did the people around me. So I was declared psychotic. It's true. My mother died. There were some horrible things going on. Here I am, this person who's kid, who's channeling these ascended masters. And so I was declared psychotic. And it wasn't a happy time. It wasn't. I am so grateful not to be that age anymore, let me tell you. But that wasn't the story. So the story is, what happened was, I woke up this morning and I heard Archangel Gabriel talking in my head. And see, I know these beings now. I know them. They've separated themselves off and told me who was who is who. And I didn't ask for that either. That's just something that I guess I can do. So I knew it was Gabriel. And he was saying something to me, all this stuff in my head. And I realized, wait a minute. I didn't wake up. Where was my alarm clock? I must have turned it off. And I either turned it off, you know, like you do when the alarm clock goes off and you kind of turn it off, but you don't wake up. It was either that or during the night. I don't know. But so there's this voice in my head and he's sharing me all this stuff about what you need to share and how grateful people should be and going on and on and on. And I thought, okay, wait a minute, just give me a moment here. I haven't quite fully woken up. And when I did, I realized, oh, he wants me to share my book. I have this book that I would say I wrote, but actually I channeled it with them. And it's called Open the Doorway to Your Soul. You can find it on my website, maggiechula.com, or you can actually go openthedoorwaytoyoursoul.com. That's going to take you to my page, because that's mine, okay? So Open the Doorway to Your Soul. And it has incredible things in here. It is so full of knowledge and wisdom from the Ascended Masters, and it's really only 6 months of my channeling work. It's 6 months that I decided to challenge myself, because they told me, hey, Maggie, you know, here's what you can do, because I guess I wasn't working fast enough for them. So they're like, I want you to have a platform where people can come and ask questions, and they can ask which master they want to come through and talk. And I thought, well, that's cool. Thank you so much for that. But I don't know if I could do that. That seemed like a bridge too far. You know what I mean? But I thought, well, okay, I have a radio show, so I will create this new one, and that's what I'll do. I will create this new one, and I will ask them to come through. And every week, I'll ask for a different master. So that's what I did. So this book is actually the first 6 months of that experiment. Now, that experiment went on for almost 2 years, and I have plenty of channels that went on before that and after that. And what I learned was I was building a course for you in how to understand your soul language. This course is not for people who are questioning, are they souls? This course is for those of us who know we are souls. We know that we have a spirit that is in our body. We have a book of life that represents us, you know, you and me. Maggie's got her book of life. You've got your book of life. So it's not for people who are questioning that. If you're questioning that, please come to me. I'm a spiritual teacher and a mentor. I can help you with that. But no, my coursework is really for people who are, who know that. You know that. You're not questioning that. So this book is for you if you are questioning it, because it goes before the classes. So my classes are the Akashic Vibration Process, because we start with you as a part of the vibration source, which I think we can, many of us agree to, that there is a source. There's a universal source, or a great white spirit, or God. And I'm grateful that I have this knowledge. I am so grateful to know that I'm not the highest intelligence in the universe, or other human beings aren't. There isn't some human being that is the ascended master for the universe. grateful for that, because I think sometimes I worry. I worry about choices people are making and how they affect me and others and my loved ones. And so I'm grateful that I have a belief in a higher being, in a higher intelligence, whatever you want to call that. There are many words and many languages, but just for the sake of simplicity, let's call it God. Okay, so let's call it God. And from there, we have these other beings, including us, because we as a soul split from that vibration only in our consciousness. So in our vibration, we're still connected, but in our consciousness, we have split, and we have a higher consciousness, and we have a subconsciousness. So that's how that whole thing works. What happens is, when I tap into this higher consciousness of mine, I even ask to go higher than that. I want to go beyond my soul's journey. I want to go into the source vibration and channel wisdom from there. And I've just been able to do that. So that's a wonderful blessing. But when no one believes you, it isn't. And some of you know what I'm talking about. You're not validated. There's no one out there saying to you, oh, you are such a wise being. And let me tell you, even when you've been validated, there might not be people, everyone around you, happy to share with you, oh, isn't that nice she can do that? No, because it kicks up a lot of things within people. It's a shaking in your bones when you realize, whoa, wait a minute. You mean there is more to this life? You mean that's true? There's just something inside you that starts to shift around. And I say, yeah, that is true. So this week of gratitude, I'm very grateful that I know that is true. I know it in my heart, in my soul, in my bones. I know this. And I know this because these beings of light are with me always. Always. Now, I can turn it on and off just like you do. I can turn it off. I can decide to cloak and shield myself. And even when I was in the corporate world and had teams working for me, people knew. Once Harry Potter came out, I would have people say to me, Maggie, you just put on your cloak of invisibility. And frankly, I was a little miffed. I was like, how dare she? How dare she tell people some of our some of the things we do, you know? But gratefully, most people think all that's fiction anyway. So that is very grateful. But it's funny, the parts of it that truly, really aren't. I mean, it doesn't work the way it does in fiction, right? I can't blink my eyes and make something change like in Bewitched, although I did love that show. I can't like twist my little nose around and have it happen. But I can focus my mind. I can focus my mind. I can hook up with my emotions and my intent, my heart's desire, and I can create things. And I do create things. And so do you. It's a formula. It's a formula. That's what Saint Germain, Lord Melchizedek, Archangel Metatron are always trying to share with me. It's a formula, Maggie. It's a formula like anything else. Help people learn this. So I did make many paths, many inroads, lots of different things in the past, oh my gosh, 10, 12 years to not only prove this to myself, but to prove it to others. But let me just back up and share with you. They had to prove it to me. Even me, someone that has healed down to the cellular level, they, the beings of light, had to continually, have to continually prove it to me. And I've shared with them going forward, based on what's happened now, coming out with all the work I have and all the ways I can share this with people, I want their input. Let's create those miracles that people can see, that people can know, that there's absolutely no way they're going to back off from it and go, well, that didn't happen. Because if they can, they will. If you can, you will. And I don't blame you. I have been there with you. I have. But I'm through that now. I don't have to do that anymore. I know. I know. It's a sense of knowing. And when we come back, I have a couple of things that they would like me to read from this book, Open the Doorway to Your Soul. But let me just share once more. Open the Doorway to Your Soul. You can find it. OpenTheDoorwayToYourSoul.com, MaggieTula.com. Go any of those places, you'll find it. And if you go to the one that's on MaggieTula.com, there's also a link to all of the original podcasts. Original, it was a radio show, Maggie's Spiritual Connections. You can go to Blog Talk and you can find way more than what I transcribed and put in the book. Way more, way more. And they're all free. But moving forward, I am partnering with Om Times Experts and I'm offering vibrational healing, channeled vibrational healings, twice a month. Now, those do have a minimal amount of money that I'm asking for. And one of the reasons is I need to start to also be supported by this because these things cost money. So I'm asking for something, not just for me, but for you, because it's an energy exchange. There's a lot of things out there that are free that will help you know what I share and what I say is true. I have years of background for this. But I also want to help you know that this is something we all do. It's something I've done, but it's something you can do. And I have classes that will lead you through this process so you become your natural channel. Because you, I'm so excited. Your connection is an individual one, just like mine. I'm looking forward to hearing what you get from the masters, how you interpret the Akashic vibration, what's going on for your soul and for your soul development. We are in this together. Together, we're going to get through this. So this show is about being grateful that I have a platform that I can share this with you. So come on back and I'm going to read from this from a place that all the masters would like you to hear. Okay. See you in a few.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hello, my name is Maggie Chula, and I'm here to help you as you awaken to the sacred truth, you are a soul. You can communicate with that part of your being, and you already do. Are you ready to learn how to enhance this connection and create your life in partnership with your sacred soul wisdom? I can help you. I will teach you and I guarantee results. Join me. Channel your light with the world. Go to MaggieTula.com to learn more.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
So, welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And today we're talking about what do I have to be thankful for. As I said, I woke up to Archangel Gabriel, who I love and adore. And some of us see Gabriel as a female vibration, and some see Gabriel as a male. And here's what I've learned about that. Gabriel is a twin flame. We talk about twin flames, a lot of people do. And they've shared with me that it's Gabriel, Gabriella, but it doesn't really matter if you know that or not. What I want to say is, to me, Gabriel has always been a male vibration. And actually, when I was little, I so wanted to marry him. I was sure he was going to be incarnating somewhere and I was going to find him. Because I just knew that there was a soulmate for me. Well, there is. I'm happy to say that I am grateful I am living with my soulmate. And we have a story, let me tell you. But that's not what I'm here to share today. Today, I'm here to share with you about my book, Open the Doorway to Your Soul. And this book has a lot of beautiful things in it. Oh my gosh, it was channeled by many master teachers. And what I did was I self-published it. I went through Balboa Press because wherever I was going, they wanted me to change the words. They wanted me to change it into something like, okay, so, but tell us about this lesson. And I agree with them. I'm not saying I don't. But here's why I didn't do it. Their words are powerful. Their words are powerful. If you listen to the original podcast, you can even hear my voice change. This is not me. It really isn't. I actually had to listen to them afterwards and go, oh, wow, that's amazing. Now, there are some things that get tied together. Number one, we are all created equal in the heart and love of God. Number two, the master teachers, all as one, love and support each other. They taught me, and I know, there's more than enough to go around for every single one of us. I'm not the only person they're channeling wisdom through. They're channeling wisdom through a lot of us, and they need more people. They want more people. They're here. If I channel Archangel Metatron, that does not take away from you channeling Archangel Metatron at all. Metatron is a vibration, a being, absolutely. And he has his own goals for his life force, for his reason for being, okay? They all do. But I wanted to channel, my husband and I, he wants me to share one that's his favorite. And just the fact that I can say my husband not only has read this, but he has a favorite. I mean, it's shocking to me. It is. So what I have asked is to read this one that's from the goddess Isis. Now, Isis has her own issues, okay? Isis is a goddess from ancient Egypt. And it just so happens when I was doing my past life regression work, I tapped into a lifetime of a being who was going through some priestess winged pharaoh initiations and sure did seem to be Isis and her life, but I didn't even know about her back then. So, I kind of knew about this vibration and this name had been given to me, but that's all I knew. So she came through in a big way. And she was the first one who I really went to when I started to do this because I knew this vibration. It felt like she was me, I was her. And so I felt very comforted by her. So this is from Isis, and it's actually in the chapter Healing Your Inner Child. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I don't think I have enough time. But here is what it says. We will give you a sample this morning of what we mean by these guided visuals, this is me, what we mean by these guided visualizations and how they can help you heal. So I want you to take a deep breath and be in a place of comfort. If you're reading this, allow yourself to take a deep breath and just relax. Just relax and let your energy flow. Relax and let yourself focus on my words and follow with your breath, doing some wonderful healing with your mindful breathing. Recognize the energy of the universe coming into your being with every breath you take. Allow yourself to feel a connection to the light of all that is, to the beauty and the wonder of your breath. For the very act of breathing, of bringing air into your lungs, allows you to take a time out from all the things that just go on in your head and in your brain. A time out from all of those messages as you just breathe and release. And when you exhale, Visualize, imagine, or feel you're letting go of all the tensions of the day, letting go of anything that has caused you problems and concerns, anyone that's giving you grief, anything that caused you to feel you're less than whole in your life. So let that go now. Breathe in the wholeness, the fullness of light, and exhale and release the stale, lower energy that you've been keeping and holding within your body. Get into a cycle of breathing, understanding, focusing on the visions these words inspire. So now as you do that, I want you to see, feel, or imagine you are a beautiful ball of light, a beautiful, perfect sphere of light. And let that light be any color it wants to be. Let that energy of light be with you, just as if you had a match and you could light the pilot light within the middle of your body, within your solar plexus, right by your navel. Take a light, a match, and let's light that now, letting that beautiful light grow. Let it grow until it grows so far out it's as big as it wants to be. Let it grow so that it covers your head and then grows down and covers your feet. Let it grow 10 feet in front of you. Let it grow 10 feet behind you. You are in a sphere, a perfect sphere of light. And every time you breathe, you bring more and more light into this beautiful sphere. And allow it to grow even further in your body, out and into this beautiful sphere of light. Now feel a flame, a beautiful, wonderful flame, and allow it to grow even further so it fills up the whole room, and have the feeling of this flame surround you. Let that light come to you, come from you, and surround you in a beautiful vibration. And remember, if you get a color, let that color or form be whatever it needs to be. So right now, as you and I work together and balance the energies of your body, of your emotions, of your mind and your spirit, I want you to see this gorgeous golden flame, a beautiful flame, bright as gold. And it comes from the heart of the planet Earth, the heart of Gaia, to you. It flames up through your feet, through your body, up through the top of your head, and it reaches into the center of your being in the Akasha. It reaches into the soul of your being. You have a beautiful golden flame of light that is connecting you right now to the heart of the planet Earth, as it connects you up to the source of your very being, as it connects you and enfolds you and wraps around you in this space. I want you to allow us to come to you now. Allow our beautiful vibrations to come to you and feel my vibration surrounding you. Feel my love, my compassion, my knowingness that you are right where you need to be. Feel me. Allow me to enfold you in my light. Dear beautiful being of light, you are a child of ours. We are all connected and we want you to sense us. We are here every day waiting for you to allow us to bring light, love, and compassion into your life experience. Light, love, compassion, wherever you are, whatever you have done, right this moment, you need to forgive yourself for anything that you perceive as a lack, that you perceive as a fault or a failing. Forgive yourself for having these thoughts, taking those actions, and understand you are beloved child of your source, a child of your soul. You will always be loved, cherished, and respected here within the Akasha. Now this message goes on, and she shares more ways that you can heal. But I wanted to share that with you. My goodness. Sorry. I wanted to share that with you right now, because you can go to my website, MaggieTula.com. You can go and listen to that original podcast. And that podcast was for healing your internal child, which we all have and we all work on. So wherever you are in the world and whatever you're doing, just know this. You have so much to be grateful for. And even if what you're the most grateful for is that you woke up today and you have another day, let that be your start. Wherever you are, you can start right now, today. And I'm going to be here every Monday. And I'm going to be live on Facebook on Wednesdays. And I'll talk more about that after the break. But know this, you have resources, dear one. You don't have to have money. You have to have the heart's desire and the intent. What you do is for the highest and the best for all concerned. I promise you, these beings of light that are all around are with you, waiting for you to share that through your heart, through your mind, through your prayers. And it can be as easy as that. So come on back and I'll wrap this up for you. Come back.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hi, this is Maggie Chula. I am a psychic medium, medical intuitive, channel and teacher for the master teachers of the Akasha. My work involves all levels and layers of healing the body, emotions, mind, and spirit. I am able to connect to your divine counsel and offer guidance and clarity from your soul's perspective. To learn more about me, please go to my website, MaggieChula.com.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just going to keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
So welcome back. Welcome back to the last segment of Mastermind with Maggie. These hours, honestly, they go by so fast. Today we were talking about what do you have to be thankful for. And really what started this off for me is that I love Thanksgiving. I think it is the most important holiday we really do have in the United States. Okay, the 4th of July, you're right, that would be one too. But they're both really saying the same things. What are we grateful for? What are we happy for? Why are we so excited to be here in the United States, living in the land of the free and the home of the brave? Let's not forget that. That's where we are. And we are in all of this. We're in this together. So I'm sharing some of the things that I'm grateful for. And one of the things I am the most grateful for is it turns out I'm not psychotic. Isn't that a nice thing? And I'm not even sick anymore. But I did go through some testing to find out, okay, am I psychic? And I did go to thebestamericanpsychics.com. You can go there. I'm still a proud member of BAP. But one of the things that I was grateful for was they do testing. They do blind testing. You don't know who's calling you and, you know, is the person who's doing the testing. They do background checks. They make sure that if you're listed on their site as an expert, as a best American psychic, that they will guarantee this woman is psychic or person, doesn't know to your woman, and that they're ethical. They're not trying to gouge you as much as a site can know that, okay? Because some sites will say they test you and they don't, you know. But even so, just know this, not all psychics are created equal. Remember, not all doctors are created equal, but we also have different specialties. We have different talents. I just know that if you go to that site, if you're looking for someone of that nature, if you go to that site, they've been tested, they've been checked through backgrounds, and it's a legitimate site. So I would definitely recommend people who are there. And I'm proud and happy to say you'll find me there too. Now, I also belong to Om Times Experts. And Om Times has their own platform. And we're building this platform to teach and to share and to give you a place you can go to and know these are people who are coming together to say, I know how to do this. Come, you can partner with me and I will teach you. Or that's what I'm saying. And what I also like about them is Om Times themselves. Om Times, Liani and Chris are the owners or founders, and they also have Hearts for Humanity, Humanity Healing. They do a lot of good work within the world, and that's why I wanted to partner with them. I was very happy to see the work they did, and I felt very good about it, and my divine guidance, all of my master teachers are like, go on over here. We sanction these people. I'm like, okay, whew, that's good. Because, you know, not all my partnerships have worked out, but I always go in thinking that they will. So what's happened is I'm also thankful that I'm going to be live on Facebook on Wednesdays. We're calling it Wednesday's Wisdom. I mean, can you understand why? I'm letting these beings come through me in yet a different form because I'll be sitting there and I'll be giving you information. But I'm really in this channeling state. I'm not going to say, okay, now I'm going to go channel. No, we're using a new platform for me. Isn't that funny? It's a new platform where now I can totally understand me, them, where I begin, where they begin, what the energetic boundaries are. So I don't have to have as many filters on, maybe to protect me. Because when all this first started out, I did channel a vibration that turned out to be not a light vibration, but it was powerful, had a great message. And so I want to help you too, because it is true. Not all the beings that are out there are here for your highest good and best. But if that's your heart's intent, the highest and best, and if you hear things and they worry you, okay, go higher. Go higher. Come to one of my classes. I'll show you how to do this. Use discernment. Yes, there are certain things to do. Please don't do it right after you've had a couple of drinks or you've been smoking pot or you're on some other kind of drugs. No, it needs clarity of focus. It does, because you're going to be bringing somebody else's vibration in, truly. That's what you're going to do. You're going to be partnering with someone else. So it's called Wednesday's Wisdom. It's on at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesdays, every single Wednesday, Eastern. Now, the one from last week got accidentally deleted. But from now on, I'm going to back them up because there's a lot of good information that's going to come through. And frankly, I'm going to have to listen to it because I go into this space of partnership, so I'm not completely aware of what has been said. Not that I worry about what they're going to say because I now know who I'm talking to and who I'm talking with, but because I want to hear. I want to know. And then the first and the third Wednesdays of the month, so not this Wednesday, not this Wednesday, I'm going to be teaching something called channeling source to soothe your soul. And I'm going to go put it in the channeling section because not only am I going to teach you, but at the end, I'm going to also channel a vibrational healing for you. These beloved master teachers, you can go to my website, maggiechula.com, and you can find all kinds of different ways to find free podcasts from me. But this on the expert platform is a class, and I'm charging $20 for a 90-minute session. It's a class, and at the end, at least 30 minutes of that probably will be a channeled healing because that's what they do. And we'll take questions from you. If you have a question or a master teacher that you want to talk to or you'd like to hear from, come to that platform. I will do that. If you don't want to share that in the platform, but you want to send me an email and say, I really need to hear from Jesus, please send me that email and I will do that. I promise you. He comes through. Matter of fact, he's been here a lot lately, and I'm sure many, many people are praying to him. Absolutely. What a fantastic vibration. He's in my book. Mother Mary is also in the book. One of my favorites is The Flow in the River of Abundance from Lakshmi, because there's also a prayer there directly from God. And here's what I want to share with you, besides all of that. So beautiful places to go for you to find experts, other people that you can go to and feel a sense of support and safety. They've been tested. They've been verified. There's been background checks done. People are knowing that these people are ethical and that you can trust them. And if in some way you don't feel right with them or you don't feel right with me, that's because maybe we're not the right vibrational match. That's why we need to share with you there are others, because there are teachers, many wonderful teachers here on Earth right now getting this message out. So find the one that resonates with you, the one that makes you go, I trust this person, I believe in them, and I feel they have the right guidance for me, okay? So you have to make that choice for you. Just like these beings of light work with me, I have to give them permission. So even though I know some days it's like there's a party going on in my bedroom, what's going on? Am I late for a meeting? You know, or during the night we've had sessions, I still have to say, and yes, I want your help. Yes, I will follow that path. And you need to do that too. So here's what I'm grateful for. I live in the land of the free and the home of the brave here in the United States. Two, I live in a time when the internet is available to me to share my voice and this work with the world, with anyone who can find these words. I want to share this with you. You are a divine being of light. You have the ability to change your life. I know how to heal down to the cellular level, my physical body. You can do it. What I can do, you can do. I can do it, you can do it. And not only heal, but permanently heal. So this illness doesn't keep coming back. Okay, working on my ideas of cold. Because if you're around here and you know I live in Wisconsin, we, you know, it went from, a beautiful fall day to, whoa, winter is here. And it happens like that in my neck of the woods. So now it's like getting used to the heaters and all the different energy that comes from that. But I'm going to be here every Monday, Mastermind with Maggie. I'm going to be here on Wednesdays, Wisdom Wednesdays. Come find me and join me and be here with me. Send me an email, maggie@maggiechula.com. I would love to hear from you. Like my business page, Maggie Chula, Psychic Channel, Spiritual Teacher, and go to Om Times Experts. Maybe sign up for my class, Channeling Source, to soothe your soul and learn how channeling this vibration of love, of acceptance, of comfort does soothe your soul. And not only that, it heals your mind. It heals your body. When you know that's what you're doing, there's just so much else that just gets absorbed into the ethers and you don't have to worry about it anymore. So come back, listen to me again. I'd love to see you on Wednesdays, and know this, I am very thankful for you, each and every one of you. So have a fantastic week. I hope you enjoy your family and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. No matter where you live, happy Thanksgiving. Goodbye.